It's Friday, April 15th, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. ConnectWise's new security predictions, Apple's vulnerability data, and Microsoft's potential licensing about face. This is the Business of Tech. ConnectWise released their 2022 MSP Threat Report, and the headline isn't great. The report predicts continued financial losses from ransomware attacks and an increase in legislation. Here are two key findings. The market will see an evolution of a super MSP, MSPs that have joined together through mergers and acquisitions because of private equity with deep financial pockets that have entered the channel. And ransomware operators will continue to shift focus to mid-tier organizations capable of decent side payouts, but will not get as much public attention when compromised. Previous versions of the report were done by Perch Security, which was purchased by ConnectWise in 2020. And as per an analysis by Digital Shadows, over half of all ransomware attacks reported during the first 3 months of this year are the work of just two criminal outfits. Lockbit 2.0 and Conti take the title with 58% of all incidents. Why do we care? I don't think the security prediction is anything groundbreaking. Instead, the subtle predicted shift in the business model is interesting. Will ransomware operators move upmarket and target more prominent companies? I'm not so sure. As anyone who studies product development knows, there's a market for a volume game with high volume and low transaction size, and there's also a market for more premium products at a higher price point to a smaller audience. I'd say it'll be both. This is an and, not an or. Predicting the super MSP is an easy one because it's already happened. No risk there. We care because it's been acknowledged by a player in the space, and they said it out loud. Today, let's dispel the Apple products don't get malware or hacked myth, quoting ZDNet. A report by Atlas VPN, based on data from Telefonica Tech Cybersecurity, shows how vulnerabilities found in Apple products surged by 467% during the second half of 2021 to 380 exploits, a dramatic rise from the 67 uncovered during the first half of 2021. This puts the number of vulnerabilities found in Apple products in the latter 6 months of 2021 just a stone's throw away from the top generators of vulnerabilities, Google at 511 vulnerabilities and Microsoft at 428. According to the report, a good chunk of Apple's vulnerabilities relate to the Safari web browser and its various operating systems. In contrast, most of Microsoft's vulnerability are associated with Windows OS versions, Office tools, and the Microsoft Edge browser, while Google's are primarily focused on the Android operating system and the Chrome browser. Why do we care? It's always baffled me the lack of macOS support for those in infrastructure. This is a group of clients who pay a premium for equipment. Why are they not more important to traditional infrastructure players? And why are there two ecosystems for managing devices? Regardless, take the data points to know these devices need to be managed. In the stories that crossed my desk twice department, Microsoft may be making changes to the way they license software, specifically focused on customers who want to run products on other cloud providers. This is from Bloomberg reporting, which focuses on European competition authorities responding to complaints from a French cloud provider. The specific issue relates to a 2019 change that Microsoft made that blocked Office, not Office 365, on AWS or Google Cloud. It also significantly increased the cost of Windows Server on everything but Azure, blocked using Amazon Workspaces to run virtual desktops using Office, and additional licensing costs for Windows Server on AWS or Google Cloud. There is no specific timeline for the changes. Still, Bloomberg also got Microsoft President Brad Smith to acknowledge that the company needs to address these valid concerns, even though he provided no details on when or how the company will do so. Why do we care? The collision of legislation and licensing. The Europeans are leading here. Interesting to note how U.S. partners write change.org petitions, but Europeans go to court and get things changed. That alone should be pretty telling. Linode, a top infrastructure as a service provider, has resources specifically for helping MSPs explore the alternative cloud. Discover this growing market, one of the best kept secrets in building a scalable, thriving, modern managed services provider business. Learn about the cloud provider landscape, improving KPIs, security, and more in Linode's free ebook, The MSP's Guide to Modern Cloud Infrastructure, available now. This resource and more at linode.com/MSP Radio. Thanks for listening. My non-story of the week was Elon Musk and Twitter. Why? Because it doesn't matter for IT services companies. I wanted to acknowledge an active choice not to cover it because there's no answer to why do we care? We don't. Is there a story thread you want more of? I'm asking if there is a thread you do care about and you aren't hearing enough of, hit me up, dave@mspradio.com. I'm listening. Bonus editorial this weekend? Enjoy and talk on Monday. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/mspradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.